Welcome back to the Lash Base Podcast. This is episode number 20, and today's episode is possibly the most personal and revealing episode that we have done yet. It is just me sat here in a room, and I want to talk you through exactly how we went from an idea to just days away from launching in America. This is the biggest thing I've ever done, the biggest thing that my family has ever done. So much risk, yet there could be so much reward. And I want to go into detail about exactly how we got from the stage of thinking, is this a good idea or not, all the way through to the execution of it, and tell you everything that happened in between. So without further ado, this is going to be a serious episode. This is how and why we have invested $1 million of our own money into starting a lash brand in America. Let's do this. So here we go then. I don't know where to start with this. I must admit I've got a couple of notes, but the plan is just to wing it and try and get through from A to Z on exactly how we got from just an idea all the way through to being very close to opening in America. So I think the first thing that I need to say definitely is, if you are listening to this, thank you so much, because I know that we see the numbers of people that listen to our podcasts, We see which episodes are more popular, and we're not silly. We understand if the episode is one that's going to be more valuable to you, one's about retention, one's about how to use Instagram, they are going to be more popular. They are going to get listened to. However, if you're listening to this one is because you have a genuine interest in Lash Base as a business and in what we're trying to do. So I think I just want to say thank you, because of people like you listening right now, you are the reason that we are opening a business in America. So thank you very much. So that's the main thing that I wanted to say to you if you are listening to this right now. The second thing that I wanted to move on to, because I realized in the intro, I threw out a big old number of $1 million and explained that is of our own money. I kind of wanted to explain exactly where that money has come from, because don't get me wrong, right now you're probably thinking like, well, of course, if I had $1 million to invest in a company, then obviously I would be able to do that too. That's not hard. Try building from the ground up and everything like that. So I get that. I understand. And that's why I wanted to explain where's this $1 million come from, and why does it cost $1 million? So if we go back to just over 10 years now, when Lash Base first started by my mum, to over 10 years ago, of course, when she started, she only had a very small amount of inventory, small amount of products. She spent a small amount of money, and then every single penny that she earned was then reinvested back in to buy more stock to then support more people. And then that's how you build the business. So over time, and remember, we're talking 10 years here, this money hasn't just suddenly magicked from anywhere. So over the last like 5 or 6 years, Lash Base as a brand and as a business in the UK has skyrocketed. We are, and always have been, shrewd, I'm not sure what the word is actually, that we've been good with our money, is what I'm saying. I'm not trying to be like big-headed or boast about it, but we make sure that we reinvest a lot of what we make back into the company. We don't, you'll see, when you drive around, you'll see the cars that we drive, the houses that we live in, none of us are like super flashy. Out of all of us, 100% is me that is the one that's like the one that likes fancy trainers, the one that likes nice things. However, even that, I still live well below my means, and we all do. So what's actually happened over the period of the like 5 or 6 years, let's just say, we have managed to build up enough resources that meant that when it came to, I'll say it was over a year ago now when this all first started, when it came to first starting with the idea of whether we should open up in America, was during a discussion in which we were talking about the dividends. So as you probably all know, Lash Base is family business. So started by my mum and dad, they were the original directors. We came on as shareholders. We get paid our money in dividends. We're still employed by Lashbase, but we get our money paid by dividends. So this was more of started as a discussion of dividends and where this money and the resources, what we're going to do with it this year, because always it's let's reinvest, and that's worked amazing for us. So it was one of those discussions that we were having, because we have to have, although we're family, we have to have proper like business meetings where my dad will take minutes and he'll type down everything that's said, and we'll make sure that everything is documented that we're talking about, so that we all know and share the same vision and for the future of Lashbase. So during this meeting, I don't even need to hide anything from you. I'm sure you're aware, Lashbase is a successful business. We are one of, if not the biggest in the UK, which is like absolutely amazing in itself. We have to pinch ourselves every single day that a family of my mum and dad, and then she had three boys. We've all liked football and other things, but no one in a million years imagined we would be running one of the biggest lash brands in the UK, based all starting from my mum's passion for eyelashes. So it's absolutely crazy. So yeah, we're sat there talking about what we're going to do, with the, or how the pay is going to work, for example. So here it is. Obviously, we are all quite sensible with our money anyway. So we all had our own savings that we are saving for who knows what, just because saving for a rainy day. And the option came around of, right, guys, here's your choices. Everyone can have, if you want, between £100,000 and £200,000 paid to them right now. That's it. That was it. It was like jaw to the floor, like, right, okay, that's pretty crazy, but okay, I can see where this is all coming from. So we then, without all just running around getting quite excited, we decided to have a discussion about, well, what are our options? What else could we do? Where could this take us? Because I'm not being funny. Yeah, that's, no one's going to turn that sort of money down. But however, when you think that we've all got children, and we're all like, who knows, that money, yeah, you'd do well for a few months, wouldn't you? But that's not like in today's world. So I'm really trying to be sensitive with like sounding ungrateful, if you know what I mean. But it's in today's world, you could easily spend that, or it would disappear, and then that would be it. So when we've got children to think about, it's not as simple as, yeah, give us the money and let's go spend it all on holidays and stuff like that. So that's not what we do. So we started talking about the future of Lashbase and where it's going to go and what we're going to do and how can we grow the business. And this is when the idea of, because we had toyed with this about 4 or 5 years ago, the idea of we should open up in America. Now, when it comes to us having distributors or us people buying our products and selling them, because one of the main things about Lashbase is us as like business owners and our customer service, we know that it would not be as successful if we just sold products to other people for cheaper and then let them sell it in their own way, because what's made us so successful is how we deal with customers. And if we can't actually control that ourselves, then there's no saying whether that would work or not and help with the overall that people, what people think of the brand. So the only way we could ever have massive access into another country was if we physically went and opened up ourselves and did it ourselves. So we started toying with that idea and discussing whether that should be, is that where we want to go? Where does everybody want to be in 5 years, in 10 years? And we all took turns. We all talked it through. And long story short with this part of it, we all agreed that we were ready and committed to giving it a go at opening up in America. So it's quite a big thing. So we all said, and we all agreed that instead of taking the money for personal use, we would reinvest and put that money into Lashbase Inc. or Lashbase US at the time is what we were talking about. So that right there is, instead of us taking the money, was where we decided, no, we'll use our money and we'll use this because I'm not being funny. Yeah, like the way Lash Base Limited is going, I'll probably be okay for the rest of my life. Great. That is. I'm not going to say that's a bad thing. It's not. I feel so grateful. I feel so lucky. I'm very happy. Everything is amazing. However, I'm now thinking, but what about my kids? What about my kids' kids? You know, like I start to realize now where my mum was thinking when she brought us all on 6 years ago. And so that's where we're at. So we all right at that moment said no to the £100,000 or £200,000 each. Also, yes to some of our own money, and we would go for it and all be 20% director owners, whatever you want to call, of Lash Base, the new business, Lash Base in America. And as soon as we said that, which I just want to let you know, this was January 2019. So what are we now? We're February 2020. So this was over a year ago we even had this discussion. And the thing is, 4 years prior to that, we said it would be a good idea to do it anyway. But with the way that Lash Base in the UK was growing and the way that Lash Base and the industry in the UK was growing so quick, we didn't want to split our efforts and give it half a job on each one. We wanted to give it 100% in the UK. We're now confident and we have such an amazing team around us in the UK that we can go and give it 100% in America, knowing that Lash Base UK will still continue as one of the top brands in the UK. So that's where it started from. That's where this $1 million figure came from. And I'll go through, in fact, actually, I'll tell you, I think I'll walk through exactly like the timestamps of what's happened from that January 2019 to now. And then as towards the end, I'll break down exactly where this $1 million has gone. Because this is the thing, it's $1 million that we're sort of like almost waving goodbye to. That's not a case of we're going to open up in America and all of a sudden after day two, we've sold a few orders, we've like sold a few Lash products and we're all sat there laughing, because it's like, the only way I can compare it is I feel like, and you can tell me if this is a good idea or not. Like there's a TV program called Two Broke Girls, and at the end of every episode, it tells you like how much money they've got, whether it's plus or minus. I genuinely feel like having a countdown from $1 million, because we'll be minus $1 million in a way. And literally week by week, I'll sort of like update everybody on where we're at with it. So if you think that would be interesting, then I'm potentially interested in trying to figure out a way that can work. Could be a bit embarrassing if it's like, well, we're minus $1 million. We're still minus $1 million. Okay, guys, we've lost $1 million and we're closing. But then at the same time, might be interesting for a few people. So yeah, anyway, that's a side story. Let me know if that would actually be of interest to you. So yeah, I'll go through the like sort of exactly where it, how it worked for launching a Lash brand, and the effort involved, especially because it's in another country, the effort involved to get us from that idea and that meeting all the way to today. Right, so starting from the beginning. So if I can remember it rightly, I'll try and get it in as best order that I can. And just thinking about the last sort of like 7 to 10 minutes that I've just been rambling on, I really wanted to explain where the money was coming from, so that you understood how it's happened in the way it does when I start talking and explaining through the products and stuff like that that we're going to be doing. What I definitely do not want this to be about, this episode or our business or anything, none of this is about money. This is more than money. Like I explained, this is about, my mum started this. Well, my mum started, you've heard the story, I think I've spoke to mum, interviewed my mum before and on this podcast, and my mum started this business as a side business, because all of her kids had left home. So she wanted something to do. And then when she found her passion for lashes and realized that this could actually be good for her and my dad, and then she realized, you know what, this could set up my kids. That's how she thought. She thought this could really help my kids. So from way back when, all my mum ever wanted to do was help us out. And I think luckily for us, thanks to that parenting, when it's come to this stage now, our thoughts immediately are, but I want to help my kids. So this is all for helping. This is a family business. We're just making sure that our family is happy. That is it. So yeah, obviously the money sounds crazy. The money is crazy. My life is crazy. This is mental. However, this isn't about that. This is about us. We all have such drive and such passion, and we love the process of trying and building and growing and winning and losing, and knowing that what we could be doing could help our children and our children's children forever is the driving factor for this. This is why it's so important. So I don't want you to have listened to that previous bit and think, oh God, here we go. Look at this. It's all about money for them. Really, really, I cannot stress enough. If that's what you think, then I have not communicated correctly. That is my fault, and I'll hold my hands up and say, sorry, you are misunderstood, crossed wires. However, if I have managed to explain this correctly, you'll understand what this is all really about. So again, actually, feel free, you can let me know if this has come across all right, if I've managed to explain myself, because I would hate for you to listen to this and go away and think, well, this is that's not right. This is all about this, or it's all about that, when it isn't. This is all about us as a family, and this is what we're trying to do. So I just wanted, hopefully, that maybe I didn't need to say that. Maybe I did. I just wanted to, because, like I said, this is such a personal episode, and I would hate for this to come across wrong. This is so important to me to make sure you understand that you're listening to this, that you understand why we're doing it, and what is our why. And the driving force behind Lash Base and the reason to do this. So that being said, like I said, let's go and start from that meeting it was probably mid to end of January 2019. First things first that we had to do was February 2019, we had to decide on the location that we wanted to be in America. Now, the first thing that we said that we were and where we wanted to be was California. The reason we picked California was because of the weather, because of the other things that are going on there. It's a nice place. It's a very cool place. And we wanted to be there. It sounded great. It sounded brilliant. So picking, that was our first choice. So we were like, right, okay, now let's look into how that can work. Now, the considerations for us when we were deciding on somewhere to set up our base is we're going to have to do a lot of traveling back and forth from the UK to the US. And California is a 10 to 11 hour flight every single way. So that's a long time to be flying. Whereas if you're the other side of America, then it's more like a 7 or 8 hour flight, which does actually make the difference considering the amount we're all going to be flying back and forth. So firstly, that was a bit like, oh, that's quite far. Secondly, it was looking into the taxes, because it's completely different in America to it that it is to England. It's completely different state to state. So we had to do the research and understand what was going to be best for us as a business and so we could provide better value products without any extra taxes that didn't necessarily need to be paid. So California is one of the most expensive places to run a business. So again, that was like, that's a shame. So maybe not. Another factor was because we're going to spend a lot of time there. Of course, we want it to be nice. So we want the weather to be nicer or similar, at least, to where we live in England, so that when we're spending time out there, it's not either just constant snow or like anything like that or constant heat. So California did tick the box in that regard. But because of the costs and the travel, even the costs of like warehousing and offices and stuff, which is so much more expensive, it meant that California was going to be a no-go. So we had to go back to the drawing board. One thing we noticed about in America is everyone seems to be in Utah. So we were like, what's so good about Utah? Why are there so many big lash brands? Why some of the biggest, in fact, in Utah? What's the deal? Is it in the water? What's going on? Turns out it's actually just a big coincidence. Just one of those things. They're in Utah. So we had a little look at Utah to see if that was an option for us. But again, because of the travel and because of a few other bits, we thought probably not for us. As a family, next place that we decided was, because we've all been there several times, and that is Florida. Love Florida. It's a great family place. That would have been brilliant. So we looked into that a little bit. The problem there is the heat, the humidity, the it's full of old people retiring as well. And once you've done the parks a couple of times and things like that, was it really worth living there? So we decided against that. And that's when we looked at Georgia. So taxes are good. Weather's pretty decent. there's a major airport in Atlanta, so we can fly to and from quite easily. Weather's pretty decent, I've said that, I think. So we've gone with somewhere, it's like just outside of Atlanta, slightly further north, I think. But it's the ideal place for us. So if you want to know where LashBase US is going to be based, it's going to be just outside of Atlanta in Georgia. And also, if you're thinking about visiting, you're more than welcome to visit us, because we're going to have a big enough space. We're going to be hosting trainers. We're going to be trying to create and hold as many events as we can, because we have the space, which you will see, because I'm going to make sure I document every single little bit about our journey, because I just think it's going to be brilliant. If anything, if it fails or if it goes well, I just think, how cool would that be to look back on all of these little videos and all of these things that I'm going to be doing and filming, even this podcast. Imagine in 10 years time, if it was a huge success, as much of a success as it was in England, and I listen to this and listen to the concern in my voice about the fact that we're just about to do this massive journey, and I look back in 10 years and realize what an amazing thing that this was. Or I could listen back and think, oh, little did I know it was all going to go downhill from there. But either way, I think it's good to document these things. I'm going to try my best to try and get every little bit, because I think people are interested too. So yeah, let me know if this is the sort of thing you're interested in, and I'll happily let you know more behind the scenes of what's going on. It doesn't affect us, doesn't affect our business. You knowing, I think it, if anything, it helps, because then you feel more involved in what's going on, and you know some of the stuff that's harder than you think with running a lash brand, and easier than you think with running a lash brand. So yeah, so but anyway, back on track, because I've been, again, that took too long, and this is gonna be a long episode otherwise. So picking the location, straight after picking a location, we then had to look into the visa situation, because we're going to be like moving or working or whatever in a different country. So I won't bore you with the details on that one, but we had to look into the visas. Once that had been dealt with and we'd looked into it, remember, we're still working and trying to grow LashBase in the UK as well at the time. I can fast forward now. It was to around about May, I think it was. So May 2019. Next step then is like the more boring stuff. So I'll try and be a bit quick with this. We had to find an accountant to advise us, because it's a new business, new country, new rules, new regulations, new everything. And one thing that we always make sure we do in every aspect of our business, whether that is to do with products or to do with our accounting or to do with every single aspect of it, we do it properly. We make sure that we are 100% legitimate, because if it all is a massive success, then you are the people with a target on your back. So if you do everything right from day one, it doesn't matter how big that target is on your back, because there is nothing to hide, nothing to worry about. So this is why, starting in America, we are going to make sure everything, as always, is done completely legitimately. So we had to find an accountant to help us, which finding someone to trust is always tough. Then it moved forward. Probably the month after that, we ended up having to find a business consultant that could also buy a certain number of things, because it was a new country. In between that, actually, as well, and this is definitely a massive piece of advice if you're listening now, we started this process in April. Before any announcement of anything that we were going to be doing anything in America, is to organize and confirm and make sure that we have the trademarks for things that we need the trademarks for, the LashBase logo, LashBase the name, all of that sort of side of stuff. So in April, and to be honest, there's still a couple of bits outstanding and ongoing with our trademarking stuff that's going on. And that's now nearly, we're going to be coming up a year down the line from working on that. So trademark, if you're going to start a business, apply for a trademark for your business name, because we do not want to happen what happened to us with the UK 10 years back when we started and we were Kiss Lashes, to have a company tell us you can't be called Kiss Lashes, give us your website, give us this, give us that, and because that could ruin you before you start. So yeah, definitely make sure you look into trademark and stuff, because that's what we did. Started the process back in April 2019, and now here we are. Still working through it, but most of it's all sorted. But yeah. So yeah, that's the boring stuff going. And then what made everything really, really real was, and we've got we know the date because it's on the piece of paper you get anyway. June 25th, 2019, Lashbase was incorporated. So Lashbase Inc. is an official real company in America as of June the 25th, 2019. So as soon as we got those documents through and the confirmation that that was real, it all became very, very real. We had a we were doing it, and we had a real business that was going to happen in America, and we knew this back in June. So once that had happened and we knew it was all real, we then had to organize our trips to the US. So back in July, I think it was, they had to take the first trip over. So we had to find a thing in America, it's called a realtor, so someone to help us with all the property stuff. And we had to find a bank so we could set up our business bank accounts. And as with everything, those involve being over there and actually dealing with things, signing pieces of paper. So again, not that exciting. But back in July, a few of the family, I can't remember if it was my mum and brother and dad, I think, that flew over there in July, found some places, looked at it, and got us signed up to a bank and things like that. And some of the crazy things, I'll go through some of the speed bumps and some of the ups and downs that happened, but I just want to get through the timeline first, so then you can listen to some of the stuff during this time that was going completely wrong. It was horrendous. So we had done that in July. We found, view some properties, speak with banks. And once we had come back and we had like found everything or found things that we liked, signed up to a bank and stuff, we had to then create the product list and decide what products from the UK we wanted to take with us. We needed to decide if we needed to source new products based on the American market and what was popular or what could be popular, because bearing in mind, this is back in July, things changed so quickly, but we had to try and suss out, because we're quite hot on the UK related stuff. US, we need to make sure the industry does, it differs between countries, what's popular and location. So we had to look into it and research mainly one of our massive unique selling points of Lashbase, which again, I always say this, it shouldn't be a USP, it shouldn't be a unique selling point, but it is. One of the things about Lashbase is that we really, really look into, research and consider all regulatory compliance with all of our products. One thing we do not want to do is go and start selling products that don't have the right labels, that don't have the right ingredients, that don't have the right MSDS sheets, that don't have any, that don't meet regulations for the country that they're being sold in or the state they're being sold in or to. So that research takes a lot of time. We know exactly what we're doing in the UK. We wanted to make sure we knew what we were doing in the US. So again, we're starting from day one as like a complete compliant legitimate. This isn't just go online, order products, stick a label on it and sell it. That is not how we do our business. So we have made sure that everything we do, and to tell you what, it's been such a pain, because it means that everything that we're now ordering, we have to place two orders with the manufacturers. It has to have two pieces of artwork. Even if the difference on the artwork is only the address or something like that, it means that we have to have two different types. So prices for us have gone slightly up, but not enough to make a huge difference or make us decide that we don't want to do it. It's just, it is what it is. We now have to order two different types of artwork and two different types of product, so we meet regulation in the countries that we're selling in and that we're working in. So yeah, that's that. So that genuinely takes quite a lot of time, trying to consider and figure all that out. And here's one for you. So August 2019, we ordered the products for Lashbase Inc., Lashbase America. In August 2019 is when we had finally placed all the orders. That's how long it takes. So if you think, what's that then? So you got all of August, September, October, November, December, January, and we're in February. We're 7 months down the line, and obviously nothing's been delivered yet. It's all on the way, or most of it's on the way. So yeah, that's how long these things can take. So we had to commit to a load of stuff, and who knows whether it was going to be still popular to use certain curls and links and styles and all of that stuff. We just had to commit. We had to do our research and we had to commit. And I tell you, one of the most difficult things, but picking the quantities of the lashes and the products that we were ordering, because who knows how well or how bad or how popular it is going to be when we launch. Who knows? If these things take 7 months or 6 months to produce, how do we know how many, like a random, like we know what we do in the UK, so we could predict and order stock for the UK. And even that we don't always get right. So how can we start a brand new business in America where we're relatively unknown? I know a few people know about us, but we are going to be a brand new business. How on earth can we make a decision on how many customers we can expect to have just completely randomly? However, we have made our best educated guesses, ordered products in. So when we launch in America, if we suddenly go out of stock of things, then you know that we definitely got it wrong, or we might just stay in stock forever. And in that case, that's not a problem either. So that's actually got to be one of the most difficult things we did, is deciding on quantities, because every time you're going, yeah, we'll just get an extra 20 trays of this, you have to get the 20 trays in all the curls, all the thicknesses, all the sizes. And before you know it, your lash order has gone up by $40,000 just because you wanted to add a couple of extra boxes. So that was another tough one, but that was all the way back in August. And another thing on top of that, because when you order these things, you've got to do the artwork and all the branding and the packaging. And this takes so long because we don't have a massive team here in the UK that does it. However, we had to get it all done for the US order in that time for when it came over. And that is when we actually had a discussion. I had a meeting with the marketing team that I have here about who do we want to be? What do we want people to think when they have our products? Because don't get me wrong, we know our products are great quality. But then the thing is, lashing and lash products are completely personal preference. So although we have amazing quality lashes, what works for one lash artist won't work for another one. So what makes the differences? What will make people want to buy from us? It needs a story, a feeling, like people need to think things when they have the products rather than just the basic, here it is, this is the product. Because I'm sure there's probably several companies out there that you're aware of all selling the same stuff with a different label on it. But then what makes you pick one over the other one? So we actually had to have a big, serious discussion about who we're going to be, where are we in the market? Are we going to be, because the thing is, we could decide that we wanted to be like the Gucci of lashes in the American market, charge a fortune for all our stuff and everything else that comes with that. Or do we be like the bargain basement stuff where it's just people will just, beginners will just buy it all in. It's really cheap, so it doesn't matter if it's all right or not, what it looks like. It's just buy it in, get it done, and that's it. We then had to decide and put ourselves where we wanted to be, because one piece of advice I've got, if you're thinking of starting a lash brand or any business, to be fair, you cannot be everything to everyone. When you start a lash brand or any business, when you start a business, you've got to pick your main target market. That's where you start. Start with that niche within the niche. And that's what we've done. That's what we've decided. And we will then expand from there. Once and if it is a success, we will expand our reach and the targets that we have. But we've decided that. We picked that back in August. So again, all of these things, I'm pretty sure all of this was all very still hush hush and secret. We hadn't mentioned it to anyone. No one knew anything. But this was all going on behind the scenes. So we're done in August. That moves us to September. So in September, again, I'll go through all the ups and downs, but this is just one I wanted to mention right now. In September, my brother had to take a day trip to America and back. So he had to get a flight in the morning, fly over there and fly back that same day, all because of a mistake that the bank made. And the guy that we had dealing with our accounts or something at the bank didn't file a piece of paperwork in time. And again, that flight cost like $2,000, I think, because of the late notice of the flight and the time and everything that it was in September. $2,000 just because of a mistake a bank made and what we had to do. So yeah, that was September. I just wanted to throw that one out there, but I'll go through all the other bits when it comes up. So in September as well, apart from that little day trip that my brother had to Georgia, we then had to start considering our staff, because yes, whilst we're all going out there, there's going to be, one of my brothers and his wife they've just had a baby, so they are staying in the UK, but we do need someone here in the UK to oversee what's going on with Lash Base in the UK. So it's going to be my mum, my dad, me and my brother. And then after a little bit of time, both my brother's, my wife and my brother's wife and the babies are going to be coming over as well, just for a little bit. So that's pretty cool. But when we start and going forward, we need staff. We're going to need people. We're going to need to employ some people that can do the job whilst we're, or when we're not there. So going forward in the year, apart from we're all going to be there this first sort of 6-7 weeks, it will be, we're almost going to be doing this rota that's like a 2 week on, 2 week off sort of trip to and from America. So we're, someone will always be there. However, we do need the staff. So we had to research the employment side of it, because again, with new country, new rules, new state, new everything. So we needed to figure it all out. And then we started all the way back in September, the process of advertising for interviews. So that's a long time ago. We tried to see what we would get, see that we spoke to people about what are our standard wages, what are the benefits like, because in America, it's different to here in England. In England, obviously, healthcare is covered, everything's covered anyway. But in America, you potentially need to offer benefits and things like that. So we needed to know what we wanted to offer. As always, we know that looking after employees is definitely the best way to go with it. Offer them more, treat them well, and let them grow with the company, then that's the way to have a dedicated employee. It works here in the UK, so we're going to do that in the US as well. So yeah, that was September. And then in October, we actually got the keys to our warehouse. We found our warehouse, a huge place. Massive place. We've got it all racked out at the moment, but we got the keys to it. So we've had them since October. It's been so exciting, but does mean we've been paying for it since October. However, yeah, it's ready. The warehouse is there. It's ready to go. So that was October. And not a lot happened in November. I think that was probably due to the mad panic that is like Black Friday and stuff in the UK lash base. We had so much going on, so much growth. I think it was like a record month for us. It is just, it was uncontrollable at times in the UK. So we didn't then do much on the American stuff until the following month in December. I know we broke up for Christmas and stuff. However, in December, we flew out and held interviews with people that had applied for the job. And our main aim, we were trying to get three people. And again, I'll talk to you about what happened on that trip very shortly. But yeah, so we had our interviews. Good news is, signed up three people. And since then, we have lost one. So we do still have two members of staff ready and waiting to start next week, I think it is. So that was December. And then January, so we're getting only about a month ago now. January, we got the news, because bear in mind, we ordered in August. I've said that already. We ordered in August. And we knew that we needed to make sure that everything was going to be shipped out before the Chinese New Year. So China shuts down for its New Year for most of the end of January, most of February sort of thing, or 4 weeks or whatever it is. So we needed to make sure everything was on a ship and on its way to the US prior to that. We got told in January that there were some delays in some of our products manufacturing. Out of the blue, nothing we can do, completely out of our control. So we are now sat with, good news is we have the majority of our products are going to make it in time. Some of the stuff is going to be more like a late release once we've opened and once we're up and running. We don't want to delay our opening anymore. So original plan for opening, the first day the website would be live for people to place orders, was going to be right at the beginning of March. Because of these delays, it's now going to be towards the end of March. Not a problem in like the long term. However, it's a pain when we had everything planned out, but things happen when you're running a business, starting a business, stuff happens out of your control. And it's keeping a positive mindset and how you deal with it and move forward. And we, although there was plenty of swearing and plenty of like, we should have ordered this, we should have done that. That was just the emotional venting. And then we all realized, right, this has happened, let's deal with it. And adjust and move. And that's what we've done. So, and after all this, we actually think it could work out better in the end than what we had with our plan A. So that's cool. So the Chinese New Year, and then I don't even need to tell you about this, but then coronavirus has spread, hasn't it? And China's pretty much like shut down. Absolutely, it's horrible. There's nothing that could be done about it. And again, in times like that, you sort of like, you've seen people are dying. So you sort of think like, well, it doesn't matter. Like, this is just, it's a few lash products. People's lives are more important than a few lash products. So whatever's going on at the moment, I think where we are at the 18th of February now, and some of our factories still aren't open, still not going. It's still an epidemic, isn't it? It's still potentially spreading around, and that it is what it is. It's sad. It's horrible. I hope everything gets sorted. I hope, obviously, loads of people people continue to die or anything like that. It's just, this is when things like that happen and things like that are going on, that you realize that what we're doing is not as important as people losing their lives. So we're not like angry or anything like that. It's, and I'd say more understanding. It is what it is. This thing's terrible that's going on, and we'll move on from it once everything hopefully gets sorted soon. So I think one little note I'd actually like to make on that is that I do think that based on what's going on, that there will probably be some big delays to lots of companies' lash products and lash orders that order some of the stuff from China and places like that. So yeah, watch out for that further. It'd be a delayed thing. I think loads of companies, like I remember reading recently, that Apple and their new iPhone might be delayed because they manufacture parts of it in China, and that's going to be behind schedule on it. So is what it is. We hope not to have too many delays, but at the same time, absolutely nothing can be done about it. We're not going to be angry about that. So yeah, and then that brings us right up to right now. We have our flights booked for in 6 days' time. We're going out to America. We get there, and as soon as we get there, I think we have a day, and then the first shipment arrives. So it's going to be a lot of stocking shelves. We've got to put a couple of desks together. It's not like we're turning up and it's all done for us. This is a family flying out to America to receive shipment of several thousand trays of lashes and things like that. And we have to completely stock a warehouse, build desks, train staff. We're viewing some houses out there as well, because we're going to be buying a house. At the moment, our first 6 week stint is in an Airbnb, which, by the way, we have got an amazing, I can't wait to show you that. It's ridiculous. I don't know how sometimes these houses on Airbnb are so cheap. Anyway, yeah, so we're going out. We've got house viewings because we're going to look to buy a house when we're out there. We've got all of the little bits that you don't quite think about. We're still working on the website behind the scenes, which will continue to be done. There's still all of the ongoing marketing that's going to happen from the day we get there till the day that we launch. Because even though we've got a new company that we're starting, people need to know about it, don't they? So it's going to be, what's really important is the execution of the launch plan. So forget all of the stuff I've just talked to you about. You've still got to consider the amount of content and the plan and the engaging with other people, because that's very important to make sure that when the day comes that we switch that at like switch the website live and go, right, everyone, you can buy stuff now. We hope we're not sat there just sort of twiddling our thumbs going, oops, well, this isn't going well, is it? We hope that we can go, right, and it's live, and then we have some orders to back. So that's it. So that's where we're up to. I hope that was kind of interesting to you. I feel like I've just rabbited on for a long time. Let me know if you found that interesting. So that's it. That's the story of it. But I want to tell you about some of the things. No, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you first about the investment side of it, because I know I said that it's $1 million. And I just want to break that down so you can understand where this money's gone and how it's worked. So first off, the biggest thing that we've done, this is not even exaggerating, $650,000 on product. So that is everything that we're going to be stocking. I think once everything comes in, we're going to be selling around about maybe 120 different products to start with. That doesn't include the fact that we've got lashes in all the thicknesses, all the lengths, all that stuff, and all the curls. But $650,000 we have spent on the product. So that's the main, as you can tell, that's the main chunk of the money that we have invested. The warehouse, we've had to sign up. We're renting a warehouse to start with. We've had to take it for 3 years, and I think it's about $27,000 a year. So that's a commitment of, what's that, 27 times? $81,000. That's a commitment. And believe it or not, we have the setup costs were started to escalate. Like, we've obviously having to pay attorneys for everything from regulation to trademark to everything, our consultants to help us, our accountant to do the accounts and the money side of things costs money. And the insurance, because we've had to have, it's really expensive for insurance in America, but I guess that's because it's the health insurance things aren't included anyway, and a few other bits, but that was 75,000. I've rounded these things up or down just so you can get the round numbers, but 75,000. Another big, quite surprisingly big cost that we've been having is the flights, the travel, and then the accommodation. So far, the back and forths we've done and what we're going to be doing, that's going to be around about $50,000 in travel and accommodation and the flights and stuff that we do. So next staff, we wanted three, but we've got two. And they're on, I think it's approximately the way it works out about, because they're, so customer service and then someone in the warehouse is around about $25,000 per year each, plus the benefits. We wanted to make sure that benefits were covered for them as well. So again, that's 50,000, or if we hopefully get a third within the next few weeks, then that'll be 75,000 for them for the cost of a year. The big one, or not, sorry, it's not that big monetary, but it's a big deal for us, is we decided because we want to go big, we signed up to do Vegas this year. So totaling so far around about $60,000 for our booth, for the freebies we're going to be giving away, for the travel, the accommodation, for all of that stuff to do with Vegas, just over the 3 days of Vegas, $60,000. So if you're coming to Vegas, definitely come and see us, because we spent a lot of money on it. So at least it'd be nice to be like, oh, hello, yeah, hi. Anyway, so there's that. Marketing as well. I actually think this is pretty good value that we've done, but for one of the things, one of our targets was Lash conference sponsorships. We want to make sure, one of our aims for marketing for in the US for the launch year anyway, is that we want to make sure that anywhere that a Lash artist is, there is a Lash based logo nearby. So Lash conferences, we want to make sure that we've taken sponsorships that will involve Lash based logos being around and other things going on. Our social media ads that we're going to be running, we will be spending money on that. Organic's always so much, it's a lot of hard work and manpower, which we won't have. So we're going to plan content, but our organic content will be consistent, but it will not be like nonstop. One thing that we'll do and make sure we do is document. And one thing we would definitely be doing is making sure that we are engaging with the Lash industry as a whole. But the ads on social media to make sure people can see what we're doing is where we're going to invest our money for a bit. So we put $15,000 into that side of things. Website itself, we've actually gone quite basic, $2,000. We're using Shopify, and that will escalate as the business grows, because once you get to a certain size, you would then require a different subscription to Shopify, which instead of being $2,000 for like the year is going to be $2,000 a month. So that could all change. And the trademark stuff, we're still about $4,000 in to getting this all sorted. But that's so important, because we don't want anyone using our name. We don't want anyone coming to say to us we can't use it. So we are doing everything we can to make sure that every angle's covered on that side of things. So we're still up to about 4,000. I think I did work this out earlier. That was somewhere in the region of 1 million. And then future spends, which haven't been counted into this initial 1 million like budget that we had and we wanted to do, is we want to buy a house out there. And we're putting a $600,000 budget on a house we're going to buy. So there's enough $600,000, and then future spends are just all the extra travel. So you could put any number on that for the back and forth and the travel that we're going to be doing. So that's where the money's gone. It's so easy. It adds up very quick. Like I said, though, the main thing is the product. We could have just gone that we'll get 10 trays of that, 10 trays of that, and that's it. But we were just thinking, what if it is a success, like instant? Like, we don't expect it to be. We expect it to be a natural slow growth, and we'll work hard and slowly build up a reputation in America, and it'll grow and it'll be great, because that's what we're ready for, and we're ready for that hard work. However, what happens if it does go well? What happens if all of a sudden everyone's like, do you know what? Yeah, I'm going to buy a tray of lashes. We need to have those lashes, don't we? So we've we've committed $650,000 to the products that we're going to be going, which isn't like game changing in England for our UK stuff. It's always a lot more than that. However, we like to think that that should hopefully tide us over, just in case it is. You never know, funnier things have happened. But yeah, so that's it. So that's where the money's come from. And yeah, I think just to keep it like lighthearted, I will end with some of the funny things that have happened during this, so you can understand that it's not all just been like serious business stuff. We're still a family. We're still real people. Real stupid things happen all the time, which I do want to go through with you in a second. But I think the main thing that, yeah, this is, we're all happy. We're having such fun time doing all of this, and it's great to be able to do it. But I think one of the things I want to stress in this episode is some of the sacrifices that we are having to make anyway, just so you kind of, it sounds fun and you're like, I'd love to get involved and do this. But the thing is, like, for example, when we go out there for 6 or 7 weeks, we're not going to see, well, I'm not going to see my child. They're flying out there in a bit, but I still, at the young age, he's literally 1.5. And they change every week, don't they? So I'm going to be without him for that length of time. It's going to be horrible. Obviously, you've got FaceTime, but it's not the same. And for the entire 6-7 weeks we're first out there, yeah, I'm going to be with my brothers, my mum and my dad, and then wives and babies are coming out. But what about all the other family? We're not going to see family. And we're so close with all our family that's a big pull. Like we're going to be working the entire time. Obviously there's loads of travel. And one thing that we've had to do ever since over a year now, because of the time differences, we've had to work in the evenings. So we work in the day on Lashbase UK and work in the evenings on Lashbase US. So we've had to sacrifice a lot of time. I know now we're all there and we're all done and I'm recording this podcast and I'm sat here looking forward to our going to the airport on Monday and getting really excited about it. But there's been so much that's got us to this point, and I just wanted to make sure that I express that over this episode. So yeah, that's it. Now, because that was quite serious, and hopefully I think this is quite a long episode. I hope we've got still some people listening. If you're still listening, as always, please like, quickly screenshot, share it on Instagram stories, tag me in it. Let me know you're listening, and if you found it interesting or boring or whatever, I don't mind. Honesty is always the best policy. So let me know what you think. I want to tell you about some of the stuff that's happened and some of like the problems that we've had to overcome to get to this point as well. Some of them are serious, some of them are quite funny. So yeah, I'll try and if I can, I've got a couple noted down and I'll tell you about them now. Starting with one that I've already mentioned anyway, and that was that everything was going completely to plan. Banks had been open, bank accounts already had been open. We had a business manager, we had everything going on. And then all of a sudden, some of the paperwork that we filed the day or two before we left, my brother and my dad that were over there before they left Atlanta, gave some paperwork in, signed it, and the bank manager at the time had the paperwork and had to file it or do something with it, but he went on holiday. And these things, you need to have done access the account or something within a week, otherwise it closed it. And he went on holiday for 2 weeks without doing it. So it meant that our bank account got closed just sort of as they were landing, it was closed. And there was nothing the bank could do, although it was this guy's mistake, which meant that my brother had to fly out on a day trip to Atlanta. So like I say, about $2,000 in total, this whole thing cost just to fly to the bank to do that process again, even though it wasn't our fault. So yeah, that was $2,000 down the drain for absolutely nothing. So yeah, that was one of the things that happened. And also, this is the problem as well with starting a business in a different country. Because we were in the UK, it meant that any payment that we had to make or had to do from Lashbase Inc. as the American company, we had to verify over the phone by making calls and things like that. And due to some problems that we had with this, that actually ended up meaning that we couldn't make payments for, I think it was over a month, which delayed everything. So there are a few things that have been delayed that all because of a payment issue, again, was completely out of our control, has caused a month delay on some of the stuff that we have come in. Another thing that we didn't get told about is when we went over to do the interviews for the staff, we had 3 solid days every 45 minutes of interviews, 8 till 8, 45 minutes, interview. And we thought, there we go, definitely going to find someone. This isn't exaggerating. Day one person turned up. So that meant sitting in the offices and warehouse all day, 8 till 8. I think we, it was eating like pots of super noodles or like hot porridge. It was just sat there and nobody turned up. And you can't go and do anything because you think someone else has turned up in 45 minutes. So I can now, I empathize with you guys when you have a no-show, because it's not like you can go and do something because you're sat there waiting for someone to potentially turn up early or late or whatever. And then you think, well, I've got the next person coming soon, so I can't go and do anything. Yeah, so we had one person in a day from 8 till 8. Luckily, days 2 and 3 were successful. But yeah, I just couldn't believe our luck on that. So yeah, that wasn't great. People, and this is one that is always tough, because we've got British accents, because we're from the UK and we're talking about starting and selling eyelashes, anybody we spoke to in America thought it was a scam and would not talk to us. So we have had so many issues trying to communicate with people when we're trying to organize, even just organizing getting racking installed in our warehouse. They think it's fake. They don't believe it. So yeah, so that's been fun trying to deal with. Here's one actually. We've had to, and this is, I guess, again, where family comes before business related stuff. We had a bit of a worry. It's a bit more of a serious one, this one, sorry. So when my brother and mum were out for like some important business meetings that they had out there, my brother's wife, who was in the UK, started to go into early labor. So instead, they did a U-turn and started like speeding back to the airport to hope or potentially be getting a flight straight back, and missed the meeting and had to cancel the meeting based on this. End story is everything's okay and everything's fine and they didn't have to fly back, but we missed meetings because of that trip. So if you imagine you're out there, like we were out there, wife's at home, pregnant, and all of a sudden she starts to go into early labor and you're the other side of the country. And yeah, there's nothing you can do about it. That's not a pleasant experience. So already explained that we did hire 3 people from the interviews. Since then, one has dropped out. So we're down to two people that are going to be brilliant. And we can hopefully get a third. Another one, actually, like these things, there are some things that happen in life that you have no control over, and it's the most inconvenient, and when you're in it and you're experiencing it, you just think you couldn't write this stuff. So going out there this time was my mum and 2 brothers were out there, and the Airbnb that they were in, this was for some of the interviews actually, they were in, all of a sudden all of the electric and hot heating and hot water went. And it wasn't going to be coming back for a week, apparently. It was quite a serious issue that they had at this place they were staying. So that actually meant that they had to wash and eat and clean at the warehouse that we're having rather than in the place that they were staying. They had to then go and find a hotel to move to. And all of these things are just the most inconvenient thing. We had a day full of serious interviews, and there they are, my mum and my brothers, washing themselves in a sink and trying to get some food made because they could not do anything at the place they were staying. So that was pretty ridiculous. So I think, obviously, there's nothing you can do about things like coronavirus and the other bits like that. So that was another thing. But off the top of my head, and some of the bits that I've got written down here, that is some of the things that happened that caused all sorts of problems. There is so much more to it than that, but I just wanted to give you, if you want to ask any more on any of those stories, then yeah, ask me and I'll tell you the story behind all of them. But yeah, I thought I'd just let you know, it's not just like, yeah, let's do this, let's place the order, yep, cool, products are coming, yeah, there's a warehouse, we'll have that, cool, let's do an interview, here's some staff, yeah, we've got that all job done, let's fly out there and open up a business. It is just so start, stop, up, down, and yeah, absolutely, it's crazy. But I can talk to you now because we're a week away from actually going out there and getting started on stuff. Don't get me wrong, I guarantee you there will be more ups and downs that go on. And as soon as I get out to America, I'll be documenting almost every day, or hopefully every day, because when we go out there, it is, I'm making sure I'm fully immersed in the lash industry. You think that, like I do now, like 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, and I'm on my phone in the evenings as well, even though I get told off by my wife when I'm out there, because it is just, we're only out there for work. It will be, I'm going to make sure that I'm as involved as possible to give us the best chance of getting a head start when we launch. So thank you very much for listening. That has been a long time. I really hope that you found that interesting, because like I said, when we make these episodes, we always aim to educate or inform, or something that you can go away with and have learned or know more. Whereas I am well aware that this episode is more of a story about lash base, and definitely going to be more interesting to me than it may be to you. But I just hope that anybody listening to this knows and feels a little bit closer to lash base, understands what's going on, how it's worked, or anything like that. So yeah, if you've liked this episode, please share it on Instagram stories and stuff, because it's a way to get like spread awareness for it. You know that. I know that. So yeah, if you can. And if you have any questions on anything that I've said, I'm happy to go into more detail on it. Just wanted to get this episode out there. Wanted you to know exactly what's going on. I wanted to explain to you that we will be showing you as much as possible, whether some of it's exciting, some of it won't be exciting, but we just want you to be fully immersed in what's going on with us. And it's just good to have the backing and support of people that know what's going on. We don't want anything to be secrets. We want to just continue being us, continue being open, honest, and grow a lash brand in the US the right way. And obviously take over the US. So that's it. So thank you very much for listening. I think that's it for now. Until we come up with our next episode, I will see you across the pond in America. Oh, and if you're interested, follow @lashbase_US. That is going to be the account which we'll be documenting and using for our US account. So it's all happening. It's all very exciting. Wish us luck, and thank you very much for listening.